This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas, and joining me now is Dr. Edmund Harris, an assistant clinical professor in the math department at the University of Arkansas, right?
Yep, that's it.
All right. Thanks for joining me. And I've invited you here because this Friday, November 23rd, is Fibonacci Day.
Yeah, well, I have to admit, when your email came in, it was the first time I'd heard of Fibonacci Day.
Well, I've started this series of picking a certain day of the week and, you know, kind of fun things. Like I started off with National Waffle Day, and I got to go to Waffle House.
Yeah.
And so, I look at all these interesting calendars.
Well, that's, it's an interesting way, and I think an interesting way to look at specific things through the year and change them around a bit. And,
right.
And the Fibonacci numbers are one of the most popular bits of mathematics. So it's the sequence is fairly simple. You start with the number 1, and you just add the two previous numbers before it. So, well, we only had a 1, so we can assume the other thing's 0. So you have 1, 1. Then you're adding 1 and 1 to get 2. Now the last two numbers are 1 and 2, so you get 3. The last two numbers are 2 and 3, so you get 5, 8, 13, and so on.
It is really simple. It's just if you know your basic addition.
Yep. And the nice thing is it's really simple, but this and some other patterns can lead into very advanced mathematics. One of the important things with the Fibonacci numbers is that if you take one number and divide it by the previous one, you get closer and as the Fibonacci's go on, it gets closer and closer to a number called the golden ratio.
Okay, so you mean not just in the beginning of it, like 13 divided by 8. So we're talking about further on in the sequence. And
well, it gets closer and closer to it,
okay.
This thing. So 13 by 8 would be one, a number pretty close. And then you take the next one, which would be 21 divided by 13, and so on like this.
Well, so what is the golden ratio?
So the golden ratio is, one of the things is architect's favorite number. And it's a particular proportion. The exact value is 1 plus the square root of 5 all over 2. But there's a geometric way to describe it. If you take a rectangle and you cut off a square, you're left with a rectangle of the same proportions.
Okay.
And this sort of similarity, the self-similarity property that it has, means it's very powerful for if you're designing buildings or shapes. Using this proportion will give you a whole load of similarities and interesting behaviors. And people have made claims that it was one of the fundamental ideas in Greek architecture. Sadly, those are not. It's hard to justify, but certainly in Christopher Wren's architecture in London, places like St. Paul's Cathedral and the churches he designed in London, he heavily used this proportion. And many architects today use it to help design their buildings. And you probably have this proportion in your pocket because it's also the proportion of a standard credit card.
Okay. That's funny.
In part because it has this reputation of being a very beautiful proportion. There's also, people have talked about it being the perfect proportion for beauty and trying to find it in great works of art. And some of that is it's difficult for me as someone who's constantly going out and trying to persuade people that mathematics is interesting and they should pay more attention. Then you have an area and people are paying a lot of attention to mathematics, saying it's awesome, it's cool. Well, no, actually, it's not really there. It is certainly in things like in sunflowers and other plants. This comes back to the Fibonacci numbers, actually.
Right.
And if you look at the head of a sunflower.
So the large center.
Yeah.
On one of those tall sunflowers.
Yeah. And you'll see these sort of curly lines going round. And if you count the number of lines there are going round, that will be a Fibonacci number. Then you can sort of see lines coming the other way against them, and you count those. That will either be the previous Fibonacci number or the next Fibonacci number.
So, okay, so you count them going one way, and you get a Fibonacci number.
Yeah.
You count them going the other way, and you're going to get the one that was right before the number that you originally got, or the one right after the one that you originally got. So earlier you mentioned Greek architecture. So this sequence was discovered or found, made a really long time ago. I mean, because Greek architecture is what goes all the way back to BCs.
Yeah.
Right? So do you know anything about the man, Fibonacci, and how he stumbled upon this sequence?
Well, he was also called Leonardo of Pisa. And actually, the Fibonacci numbers are not his greatest achievement at all. He was one of the key figures in bringing Arabic numerals into Europe, replacing the old Roman numeral system. And so that's a
Are those
huge
the numbers
change.
We use now?
Yes.
Okay.
the interesting thing, one of the reasons that they didn't come in for a long time was because they were associated with Islam and they were considered to be, from Arabic. And so people were, good Christians in Western Europe at the time said, no, we don't want this. But at some point, the greater usefulness of the system. It's a more powerful system. It's also a system that's easier to teach. If you think you have enough problems with doing arithmetic, try doing it in Roman numerals.
Right. I mean, when I see a Roman numeral, I have to count.
But imagine doing a multiplication like VI times XVI. But in this book where he presents the system, one of the things he talks about is actually looking at rabbits and saying that you have rabbits and you have pairs of rabbits.
Does this go to rabbits multiplying?
This is how the Fibonacci numbers come out.
Okay.
You have pairs of rabbits, and in each generation, the pair of rabbits have two babies. And they are babies for one generation, then they become adults. And then when they become adults, they'll pair up and they'll start having babies. And this is not a particularly good model of how rabbits actually breed, but it does give you the Fibonacci numbers, because if you think how many rabbits are there in each generation, well, it's the answer is how many rabbits were there in the generation before and the generation before that added together. So that would be your 2, 3, and so on. So that's where we get the Fibonacci numbers from, or why they're associated with his name.
I saw that like stockbrokers use it somehow in the stock market in predicting trades.
There's a variety of ways that it can come in. I tend to be a bit of a skeptic on some of these things. I know that the stock market thing, some people have been able to use it to make money. But I think making money in the stock market is more to do with magic than science. There's a lot of instinct, and one of the interesting things that it will do for you, give you patterns that are not periodic. And so if you use this golden ratio, it's called an irrational number. You can't state it as a fraction. And so if you look at that behavior against a behavior that's happening, a behavior that's happening every golden ratio days against a behavior that's happening every day, you're going to get some different, your patterns aren't going to repeat. And that can be a useful, not repeating in your patterns can be useful in your trading.
I think I understand. what else? I mean, where do we see it in popular culture today? Are there other places?
Well, there are some people who use it in music. Again, you can use it as a time signature, as one that isn't going to resolve completely. It will come back sort of almost to itself, and then you can extend it. People have used it in music, in art and architecture, as we've discussed. It's, more concretely, it turns up in the pentagon. So if you draw a pentagon and then you take
The five-sided.
Yeah, the five-sided regular shape. And then you take the points which are two points which are two apart. Well, if the edge of your pentagon is length one, this diagonal will be length golden ratio. And so in anything where any system of patterning, going back to, for example, Islamic tiling art, you're going to have this golden ratio turning up if you've got this rotation.
Okay. It sounds like it's everywhere.
It does. But, you know, I think there's what's called the law of small numbers. And that basically says that there are these very common numbers and they just turn up in lots of places. So the number three occurs a lot of times because it's a very simple number. And so there's a lot of things which we can count to three.
And it's in the Fibonacci sequence.
It is. So the golden ratio is similar. It's one of the simplest of this other family of numbers. I think where it'd be nice if people sort of said, okay, how can we take this further?
They needed to be expanded
upon.
Yeah,
there's actually a whole world of these numbers. Another way to do it is to take, instead of taking the two numbers and adding them together, take three numbers and add them together. That gives you another sequence, which is called the Tribonacci. three rather than Fibonacci.
Not named after anybody. That's
no,
just taken
a
from
corruption
that.
Of...
Right.
So there's a whole family and sort of different form of numbers. In mathematics, these numbers are the solutions of polynomials with integer coefficients. But there's a lot more happening, and the Fibonacci numbers should be like an invitation to investigate more of this mathematics. Rather
so kind
than,
of start simple and...
Yeah. People forget that mathematics is really the study of the simplest things we can understand.
Well, it's you're saying investigating, and it reminds me of this show that I mentioned, you know, the MathNet on PBS when I was a kid, you know, probably six, that, you know, that I remember the Fibonacci numbers. But, you know, it was like a group of kids that solved crimes, I think, with, you know, using numbers. So, I mean, that's kind of the same thing, right? You know, introducing math to young kids to show them it's cool.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, Fibonacci Day, Friday, November 23rd, which is actually the first four numbers in the number sequence, 1, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, so. I did work that out eventually.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you, Dr. Harris.
Thank you.
Dr. Edmund Harris is a professor in the math department at the University of Arkansas. I spoke with him in my studio last week. This is Ozarks at Large.